Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, bringing the stars to you and introducing the lively leader herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, everybody, here from my couch.
So it is March 30th, and this is episode 88. So let's get right into it. We have Mars Ingress Aquarius today.
Experimental action and revolutionary changes.
And Mercury out of the shadow.
New territory.
Then Tuesday, Mars conjunct Saturn.
Follow a plan.
Friday, April 3rd, Venus ingress Gemini.
A bit scattered.
Same day, Mercury conjunct Neptune.
Step up your intuition game.
And Saturday, April 4th, Venus trine Saturn.
Make a deal.
And Jupiter conjunct Pluto.
Either this or that.
Then in Talisman Times, Sandy has finished up four talismans to increase monetary rewards in business, to add strength and courage during difficulties, to receive good answers through dreams, and to increase vitality and success. Then three very special upcoming, to infuse creativity and beauty together within the mind, to enhance personal attractiveness while attracting love and affection, and to lessen gloom and remove anger. On the horizon, we have many online opportunities for you all to join us, some free, some paid, so stay tuned for that, as well as in our house, Sandy's going to be reading us the Hopi Elders Prophecy that we mentioned last week in the podcast. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
You got the keys.
Hello. We are not yet used to our podcast from our couch.
You know, we're not moving, but the planets are visiting each other. So we're watching the planets move about the sky, mingling and, you know, in different order with each other. So let's take a look.
Right. So I wanted to first go direct to you all, say thank you so much for all the love, for all the comments, for all the feedback, and a quick mention, please keep it coming. So we have a going direct from Heather. This was an email. I heard your shout out on the podcast about the Intention Bracelet tribe members. Very cool. Two of them were my friends, coworkers, and another was my daughter, who also love your beautiful bracelets. I'm asked and I'm complimented about my bracelets every time I wear them, which is always. Mm-hmm. Their beauty amazes me daily, and they are a part of my morning routine, a constant positive reminder of what I need to keep at the forefront of my thoughts. I have three of these beautiful bracelets now, and each of them means so much to me. Thank you again for putting this beauty and positive energy out into the world. It's so cool seeing my coworkers with their own beautiful intention bracelets. It's truly like we have our own little tribe.
Heather, that's written beautifully. I got that sense of all of you, you know, kind of clicking your power wrists together. So thanks, Heather. You know, and it is a true statement what you say about, you know, having that power from within and believing in yourself in a new fashion, in a new way.
Right.
Right. So there's many talisman bracelets on the website. You know, and I'm making more every day as we talk, as we get through this recording right now. Right.
And yeah. And even one that you have special.
I literally just finished making one to be protected from natural disasters.
Right.
And another one that you'll hear about a little bit later on in the podcast about keeping safe from harm.
Yeah.
So interesting that the universal sky is aligning to help us find our power.
Yeah, it's giving us these little seeds.
Yeah, in these, you know, troubling times, but that's why they're available.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move into the transits. We have today two transits going on, and this is Monday, March 30th, if you're listening live. Mars ingress Aquarius.
This happens today at 2:43 p.m. Experimental action and revolutionary changes. Seriously, this is the fire planet of Mars goes from the Earth sign into an air sign. It's been in this Earth sign for 6 weeks. It moves into the air for another 6 weeks. So it's more about giving new speed to thoughts, ideas, solutions through internet, podcast, radio, the news, TV signals. It stays here until May 14th. But it's making a lot of aspects in this next 6 weeks. So stay tuned for all of those movements.
Right. And also today, Mercury is out of his shadow.
Right. Man, doesn't it feel like Mercury has been, you know, either in its shadow or retrograde? It seems like it from the beginning of the year, but it is not. It is in new territory as of today. It's been out of retrograde for about 2 weeks, but it's just leaving its shadow period, meaning that it got to about 12 degrees of Pisces and is moving to 13, which, interesting for me, it's going to be conjoining and hitting my Mercury at 13 degrees of Pisces. So I have a particular interest, I should say, into this new territory.
Right. And I mean, I'm sure many of you out there listening have also had to rewrite and redo some things, especially from the quarantine times in your businesses, because now everything needs to be virtual as opposed to in person. Mm-hmm. So happy that Mercury's now out of the shadow and back on track. So Tuesday, March 31st, Mars conjuncts Saturn.
Right. This happens at 1:31 p.m. and I called it follow a plan. Now, Mars, remember, the day before moved into an air sign and it conjoins, boom, Saturn, as soon as it arrives into the new territory. And it meets up with Saturn in Aquarius, which Saturn also rules.
This also sounds kind of like a battle.
Well, you know, Mars is the gas pedal and, you know, Saturn is the brake. So, yeah, there is that. However, Mars says, you know, because Mars just went into Saturn's sign, Mars needs to ask Saturn, you know, its ruler, what and how do I take action? And Saturn glances over his spectacles and replies, go slow, young man. Take your time and be focused on new ways, inventive ways to control your energy. Make a plan with benchmarks. Check them off when completed and go to the next on the line. So it's really busting out of your old stale ways, and it's really asking you to begin that now. Not think about it, but begin. Take action now.
Right.
Yeah. It's actually one of my two cautious days of this month, and this is the last day of the month. So, you know, I give one cautious day, but March got two cautious days. And the last one was on the 23rd of March when we had this Mars meeting up with Pluto, which, you know, was about, you know, immense drive.
Right.
Yeah.
And so Friday, April 3rd, we have two transits. Venus ingress Gemini is our first.
A bit scattered. This happens just around noon. It shifts Venus. She shifts from her home sign in Taurus, mm-hmm. where she's most comfortable, honored, and beautiful. But it moves into an air mutable. So Venus now needs to ask Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, how and what to value. Hmm. Right? Mercury replies, in many ways, sister. Please, Venus, don't get stuck on one thing. Get curious and do some wandering. Find a new interest. Now, get going.
Okay. It sounds a little like bossy over there with Gemini there.
It's because Mercury's in charge of what Venus does.
So, yeah, makes sense. Venus would be a little bit scared of juggling too many balls, and here's Mercury, who's a pro at that. So April 3rd, Mercury conjunct Neptune.
Yeah, this is the one that we've been waiting for, and I'm eager to have this behind us. This is at 8:15 here on Friday the 3rd. Step up your intuition. Mercury is finally meeting up with Neptune, the ruler of the sea. But it's also the ruler of the sea, how I see, or maybe what I can't see. But then again, maybe it's you can see when you close your eyes. Remember, Mercury is on new territory for the last 4 days. So during this encounter, Mercury gets into see the wizard and what inspiring messages are waiting for you to uncover. Go there, peace, tranquility, and a new vision, and practice this. Now, if you listen to our Q, it's like our Q2 for April.
Right.
You're going to hear Susan Goodell's version of this, which is more about, you know, some of the finances. And also we talked about the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
Here being, this might be one of the last times where it can come to its unknown peak.
Right.
Right. Where we can't set boundaries on anything. We can't make guesses on numbers, or nothing is clear. We can't set a graph, but maybe after this date we can start seeing a little bit clearly after it moves out.
Okay.
In a way.
Yeah. And Saturday, April 4th, again, we have two transits. Venus trine Saturn is our first.
Right. And this is my favorite day of the month. Boom. As soon as we get in to the month. And this is happens around noon on Saturday. It's make a deal. So, you know, Venus wants to agree that all in relationships, what you'll be responsible for, because after, you know, it's meeting up with the serious planet, Saturn. And really be the human of your word. And in return, you get that same response and that same respect in all fairness. So make this pact with all of your immediate family, your immediate surroundings, your intimates. Be responsible in all your resources, even if you feel that they are limited.
And so you named this make a deal. So this is almost like make a pact.
Yeah, it says, hey, I'll be responsible for this. You'll be responsible for that. And I hold you to that as you can hold me to that as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so teamwork definitely will be important there. So again, Saturday, April 4th, our second is Jupiter conjunct Pluto.
Right. This is one of three passes because Jupiter shortly after this starts going retrograde in May. And this happens at 9:45 p.m. And I titled it either this or that. So it meets up again in July 1st and then November 13th. That's the final pass. We'll be watching this all year long. So this is what I considered an A for astrologically interesting. Because the planet Jupiter, the planet of magnification and growth, meets up with the planet of power, Pluto. So it's either going to create your greatness or not. It's either going to have you grow in personal power or be overwhelmed with another force, another one's power. Mm-hmm. Or find your best self, or you can't find it at all. Or strive. I've got a bunch of this or that.
There's a lot of ors. Okay, go on.
Strive to rebirth yourself and be proud that the others are doing the same.
Yeah.
So this is a big shift that we have all year. So we want to magnify what we can that's in proper transformation while it's going on around the world.
Right. And so also what I'm kind of picking up here is that, you know, whatever Pluto does, and Pluto is like kind of that like change demander, you know, yeah. Or like it'll
the
throw
alchemist.
A bunch of chaos
yeah.
at you or dissolve things that you don't or take away things you really want in your life. But what Pluto can never take from you is your choice, because within every situation we have a choice, and it is either this or that or those other things that we sometimes just like to think of things as black and white. But yeah, choice is constantly there, and that's mm-hmm. really one thing that Pluto can never that can shave off everything in our world, but can never shave off that willpower that we have, that mm-hmm. choice. And yeah, so it's like, get excited about choosing those things.
You know, choice, I agree with you, Alex. And it's also, you know, your attitude, which is about choice. You know, you can have Pluto in your life doing some darkening, dampening situations in your life. You know, Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth. So there's right. There's that fear factor in Pluto. Remember, it rules Scorpio. Need to watch my Scorpio video. But
that thing was hysterical.
But the attitude that we have, you know, we can always rise above it, because yeah. after Scorpio comes Sagittarius, right? Yeah. The buoyancy right. of what was in the dark.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And if you haven't heard or seen this video from Sandy, it is on Instagram and Facebook in our video areas and IGTV, where she's been going through all 12 zodiac signs with so much creativity, because that is one thing that Sandy brings to the table always, is creativity. And I think Scorpio has been my favorite one so far. She looked very posh in her glasses and red lipstick, which she never wears.
Oh man, it's actually was kind of frightening for me, because I was so not, I was that secretive, mysterious Scorpio. And you know, I found it interesting. I have no planets in Scorpio.
Right.
Except for my IC, which is
down, oh, interesting.
Down on the low end.
Probably
of my
where
fourth.
Scorpio likes.
Well, it does. It likes to be down in the dungeon in the bottom of my fourth house, don't you know?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on to talisman times. So let's discuss the talismans that you finished, and if you can, tell me which one is your favorite.
The ones that I have already done, I'll tell you which one it is. It's I like this one. It's not my favorite. This one I finished Friday, March 27th at 7:39 in the morning, and this was to increase monetary rewards in business. I commit to a focus that in return allows the ease and beauty of financial growth. This was that beautiful alignment we had last week of Venus in her own sign Taurus in a trine to Jupiter in the ninth house, where Jupiter likes to be, and Saturn had moved already out of that conglomerate of Capricorn and moved into Aquarius, which is now in the 10th house. So yeah, I liked this one. This was a good one. I made one bracelet at this moment. That's all the time I had to do. And then I moved on to Saturday, March 28th, and this was at 8:44 in the morning, to add strength and courage during difficulties. I protect myself using my more assertive measures to turn away all evil or harm. I have the eye. And what I mean by the eye is that Venus in Taurus was rising up over the horizon. So that meant the ascendant was Taurus, and the moon was conjunct Venus in Taurus and conjunct the fixed star Algol. And this is the eye of Medusa. And this is that evil eye that makes sure that the eye protects and turns away from any evil or harm. So, lovely. I made one bracelet on this time. But this one is my favorite that I did.
Ooh.
Well, you'll understand as I tell you. On Saturday, March 28th at 3:31 p.m., we had to receive good answers through dreams. I ask myself this question upon laying down. When I rise, I understand the answer. Thank you, other world, for influencing my request. Right?
Yeah.
Well, this is the moon has just crossed the Venus, and it's in the fifth lunar mansion, which is about receiving responses from higher ups, from a higher power.
Okay.
Yeah. So this, of course, my little, you know, Pisces self likes anything to do with visioning and dreaming.
Yeah, right? I love that. And then Sunday, March 29th is...
Yeah, I did to increase vitality and success. I am visible now and passionately express my feelings. I claim victory today.
That one's my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah, I like that one a lot. And I've been noticing that more and more when I've been getting into my workouts. It's a lot of, like, be proud. Don't necessarily focus on, like, you know, where you were years ago and you could have probably done this so much better. But, yeah, it's like you could use that mentality towards pretty much anything in mm-hmm. your life and mm-hmm. any outlook that you have on something. And so, yeah, just, like, it's a victory, you know? If it's yeah, hard beautiful. And it's a challenge and you still get it done, that's a victory.
Well, challenges that you're up for, say you care.
Right.
Right. And so there's this, you know, proud.
Yeah.
This pride that takes over when you've accomplished. And make them small. But if they're ones that you accomplished 10 years ago, and now you're 10 years older, and what has happened right. in that interim?
Yeah.
You know, you can pull but that
do up it. Again. Do it with passion. Do it because anything worth doing is doing with gusto, like with, you know, some reason and, you know, meaning behind it. So, okay. So the upcoming talismans that you have for us
are April 1st at 5:29 a.m. to infuse creativity and beauty together within the mind. I draw on these images in connection to story to speak my truth. They come alive for me. It is my nature.
That sounds like someone who's writing a mystical novel of some sort.
It's really good for, you know, creativity, you know, to bring in that the creativity and the beauty of it. Right. And then blending it together, putting it inside the mind and then, you know,
putting it down,
you know, because you're going to draw on the images and the connection to the story. Right. It's kind of like mythical.
Right.
Storytelling like fairy tales or
absolutely
yeah
but even basically what you've been doing on Instagram too with your IGTV because you're telling these stories about all the 12 zodiac signs, but what you've been doing such a good job about is like really stepping into that character or using props that explain it a little bit different
mm-hmm.
you know. And yeah, that's cool. Okay, so Saturday, yeah. Thursday, April 2nd.
Yeah, April 2, to enhance personal attractiveness while attracting love and affection. This is at 7:57 a.m. My good fortune and my sensibility acts as a magnet for romance, enjoyment, and harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and this is really, at this point now, Venus is, you know, in her last degree of her favorite sign, particularly this year, of Taurus. So I'm going to miss her in all these talismans that I could be using. Like this is one of the last ones, I think, with, one more after this. But yeah, Venus leaving and moving into Gemini like we saw in the forecast.
Right.
Yeah, so this one is a good one.
Okay, and Saturday, April 4th, to lessen gloom and remove anger. And I know you don't use these words because you're such a big proponent of, like, words are powerful and words have meaning and an effect in our world. So... And I know that these words are solely in the intention. So tell me a little bit more about this talisman and the affirmation.
The reason why is because the moon has just moved into and coming up over the horizon, but it's just moved into Virgo at 0 degrees, which means it's on the fixed star Regulus. And Regulus is one of the four royal Persian stars of Persia. And it's the heart of the lion, and the heart of the lion only works best if it has its high integrity.
Mm.
Right. So the ruler of the moon and the ascendant is Mercury, just crossed the Neptune alignment. Remember, it's in new territory. It's off the, has passed over Neptune, and Venus has just moved into, just crossed the 10th house line of career and, you know, higher stance, reputation. And Venus, remember, just moved into Gemini. So the ruler of the moon and the ruler of Venus,
right,
which are in contact, even though it's a square, they're still in contact with Gemini and Pisces. So it's
and
about,
especially with that Virgo rising too, Virgo and Mercury have this innate ability of deciphering with no almost emotion, kind of, you know, like kind of to be emotionless or not necessarily have like too much of a connection with it about yes, no, black, white, right, wrong. So in describing those like gloom and anger words, it would be like, oh, that's just anger. Remove that.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's just gloom. I don't push that away.
Good point, because I don't connect with it.
Right.
And so if that... My intention is here to lessen gloom and remove anger, the affirmation is this. And this is what I love about this one. Instead, I engage my heart with my core vitality to produce an uplifting, powerful, and respective honor through my words and actions. So if you walk into a room and you feel this like downplayed darkness, that you're able to lessen it and remove it. It may be from your own self that you're removing it and lessening it, but you're doing it for everybody around you by bringing this powerful, respectful honor to what you say and do with your core vitality through the heart. Yeah, I mean, this one is my favorite. When I get into, I mean, these are the ones that are on the calendar for next week.
Right.
Or I should say this week. But when I'm in the talisman making moment is when I feel the power personally for each one of them. So I can just tell you next week which one of these was my favorite.
Oh, interesting. Okay. That'll be fun.
Okay.
Okay. So moving on to the horizon. So we just recorded last week the Chatting with the Stars. And Chatting with the Stars, if you remember, is Sandy Reavy and Susan Goodell. So that's the two astrologers at the same time. They jumped onto Facebook Live and talked an hour and a half, basically. But the coolest part was, what I loved about your discussion was the discussion about like COVID-19, the coronavirus that's going on, that's, you know, plaguing the entire globe, which is just insane. You know, this is basically us living in a real live movie. And it's maybe not as exciting and scary as some of those movies can be, but yeah, it's like no one ever expected this to actually happen.
You know, can I just segue here a second, Alex, like I like to do when you sometimes give me the finger or
go
the
ahead.
Pointer. You give me the pointer and go, no,
I'll allow
don't go off right now.
I'll allow it.
But when you were saying that, it reminds me of like being in the world in a kind of glass jar, right, where we're seeing the world going on through the windows, which reminds me of the commercial. I don't watch TV anymore because my sensitive Pisces self with my Cancer moon can't watch the news, and I suggest anyone that is so sensitive to back off and do not turn the news on.
Right.
You would absorb that negative energy. However, we do need to stay up on current events. However, the commercial that it reminds me of is that, I think it's a coffee commercial where the wife is making coffee and carrying it over to the husband who's sitting on the couch and they're watching TV. It might even, and you see all of the like zombies on the outside of in their yard up against the glass, like,
oh, no, I've not
the glass
that.
Window, and they're all like scary looking zombies trying to get in. And so it kind of reminds me of that kind of attitude of like, here we where we are, we're within glass, staying protected, living, but kind of feeling on kind of a shutdown. Right. So we can't go out and experience out there, but we certainly can do so many beautiful things within ourselves, within our mind, within right. our body,
and I think you,
within our soul.
You and Susan did a really great job at talking about those practices, talking about, you know, dates to look ahead to, things to do during your time frame. And yeah, so of course I'm including in this podcast description that link for you all, as well as April 8th, we have a surprise coming, because the surprise of us not going to Bali anymore, it's opening us up to create online webinars. And so April 8th will be one. I will keep you guys posted as much as I can, but make sure to jump onto Instagram or Facebook. And April 25th, we have Chatting with the Stars quarter two continued, because what we have been doing with the quarterlies is, especially now that, you know, we're in quarantine and we can't necessarily do these in person, what we're going to do is be breaking them up into month by month events on Facebook Live with Sandy and Susan. So the next one coming up is April 25th. That link is below. And May 13th, Sandy and Susan are going to be having another astrological webinar. And this is Venus retrograde in Gemini. So this is asking the question, what is our worth? And how do we want to then communicate that not only to ourselves, but to those people around us? So yeah,
this is a do not miss webinar. It's a $20 webinar. It's a teaching the teaching techniques that Susan and I are using with, you know, PowerPoints, that thing called PowerPoint. Miss Pisces over here doesn't really get that too much, but we're teaching you and showing you how to use the 40 days of the Venus retrograde that happens in May, you know, May 13th through June 25th.
Yes.
So yeah, need to know this. Everybody needs to know it.
Yeah. And so, of course, I also have kept our postponed events that we were having, Toronto Yoga Conference, our Journey to Bali, and the Hay House Conference. Those links are still available if you guys are interested in just keeping up with, you know, when will they be happening next. So, of course, reach out to any of those links. And let's move in.
We have two more things here. I did just finish some orbit necklaces. You know, I haven't been making orbit necklaces because my bracelets have been more kind of, I don't know, important maybe for my tribe. But I did make orbit necklaces last week that say, I am protected from natural disasters. And these are like $30 on the website. I still have some left. This is the new statement that you say when you rotate this bead, this talisman around in the frame that you wear. So put that in, Alex, into the, and that you can click that below.
Yes.
I still have some left as of this recording. And just say this, I am protected from natural disasters. You know, interesting that the sky has allowed some beautiful alignments. Again, it's seeing the silver lining in the plutonium disruption.
Right.
So there are little nuggets of beautiful things. We just need to look for them. And
like,
I know this
like
is
the, like one of those nuggets is the way you say nugget.
Nugget. Nugget. Yeah. All right. And then Susan Goodell, my friend and financial astrologer, business astrologer, she's going to be a guest of ours next week. And if you have any questions, actually, ask the questions to you, Alex.
Yes. Email me info@intentionbeads.com.
If you have any kind of overreaching, broad questions about financial astrology, about investments, your money, if you need to move it, what the highs are, things that Susan can answer, not me.
Right.
Because my ears and my head start falling down because I don't understand a word she says when she talks about the market terms.
Right. So also you can head to intentionbeads.com/CWS, and that's CWS for Chatting with the Stars. That is all for On the Horizon, and we are going to welcome you into our house, and quite literally our house. And yeah, so last week we briefly mentioned the Hopi Elders Prophecy, and for those of you who were at the Mexico retreat earlier this year, you know this one well. However, Sandy, take it away.
So as Alex and I hosted our Mexico retreat the first week in January, which included January 12th, which was the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn, which all the astrologers have been focusing on and predicting around. We knew that there was going to be a new birth, well, first destruction and then new birth of order, of which we're in the midst of right now. But every day, and this was our opening ceremony, and then subsequently every day, we would hand this prophecy around and everybody would read it. And it would just bring this incredible emotional connection and then this beautiful smile to my face, to to everyone that was hearing this. So I'm going to share this right now because it's just such a profound page that I want you to kind of, hopefully you're not driving your car, but if you are, you know, just listen and pay attention. But if you're not doing anything real specific, just sit back here, close your eyes, rest your head on the back of the chair, and just take a deep breath and take everything out of your hands. Just relax your body. This is a major statement that was prophesied 20 years ago. You have been telling people that this is the 11th hour. Now you must go back and tell the people that this is the hour. And there are things to be considered. Where are you living? What are you doing? What are your relationships? Are you in right relation? Where is your water? Know your garden. It is time to speak your truth. Create your community. Be good to each other. And do not look outside yourself for your leader. Then he clasped his hands together, smiled, and said, "This could be a good time. There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift that there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart and will suffer greatly. No, the river has its destination. The elders say we must let go of the shore. Push off into the middle of the river. Keep our eyes open and our heads above water. And I say, see who is in there with you and celebrate. At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey come to a halt. The time of the lone wolf is over. Gather yourselves. Banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration. We are the ones we've been waiting for."
Can I just give some snaps to that? I wish I could snap. But
ooh, take a deep breath. Like, I don't know if you feel that, but, you know, banish the word struggle from your attitude and your vocabulary. Let go of the shore. See who is with you and celebrate. keep your head above water and keep your eyes open. I mean, I don't know. I think this is just a good way to wrap this up.
I love that. My two favorite parts of this: do not look outside yourself for your leader. And we are the ones we've been waiting for. So yeah. Create action, celebrate the ones that are in that stream with you, banish the word struggle, and gather yourselves, gather your tribe, however you can. We love you all so very much. We hope this message speaks as loudly to you as it does us. We can't wait until next week where we get to talk more to you. But until then, please keep those reviews coming. Please keep those messages coming. We love it all. So email info@intentionbeads.com and Instagram intentionbeads.
And it's okay to cry. It really is. It helps shed some of the fear and the worry.
Yes.
Love to you all. Stay safe. You got the keys.